today we had two people. Like, we've got, thinking of newspaper stuff, Scott Condon, who's been in town writing 25 or 30 years,
I
just
know
is
Scott.
retiring. He's leaving, I think, June 20th, on my birthday, and
Really?
moving to Grand Junction, you know,
Okay.
Orchard Mesa, and building a house. And he's done. He's out of here. And
Okay.
we're all just kind of heartbroken because, you know, you kind of cultivate a journalist, and you start really admiring them for being here, and they get it. They know the town. They know the people's who everybody is and how to pronounce names and all that stuff. And then they're gone, and some new one. You know, we've had revolving door at the Aspen Times now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
We'll just, you know, come and go. And then Daily News is kind of like that. We've got, you know, people shuffling around, and it's hard to make a living doing that. They should really have like a fellowship or a scholarship or something to keep a journalist working here.
That could
Yeah.
be.
Well, they used to have the housing through Bill Dunaway had all those, you know, the different housing and stuff. I'm not sure what they've done with all that since they sold to Swift, I think it was. But
I
hi,
think whoever
Scott.
bought it part I think the whoever owned it, you know, parted it all out and sold it off.
Oh, that was
So how
probably their profit margin for the first 10 years, you know, just selling
yeah.
off all that property, you
There's
know.
no housing associated with the paper anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's the other thing, is like a lot of our employees, county employees, city employees, you know, the sheriff, you know, people live way the hell down valley. Like we had deputies living in Valmy Mesa. Think, wow, imagine having to get to work, respond to calls, and live and commute from Battlement Mesa to get down here.
Yeah.
Our county manager now lives in Elgibel or Carbondale. The journalists are living in Carbondale. The Carbondale is kind of the heart of the valley now. It's like that's where the
Yeah.
things that feels like the vibe. It's a cool town.
It's funny. It is that way now.
It feels I when I went there, it felt to me like what Aspen used to feel like when the Wienerstedt went there and stuff, you know?
It
No,
did have
I think
a
they
lot of
have
them
a.
down there.
I think they have a joiner's table at the Smithy. They might. If they don't,
I
they
think
need
they
to.
probably do. I think they probably do. And so that so we've got that. So that's so now the community really stretches from here to, you know, if you're going to include everybody who's coming through, there it stretches to about Parachute,
Yeah, I was gonna say
and
rifle and silt and all
yeah,
that.
commuters coming up. A lot of the people coming in, of course, the Latino population's grown dramatically in the Lower Valley, and Carbondale's like 40 or 50%. And their cultural, you know, I'm kind of hoping more and more of their culture comes in, because they are, you know, they're the people making the restaurants work and making the construction stuff work and doing the hard work. We could benefit from having, you know, it'd be great if some of that cultural, you know, if they brought anything with them from Central and South America, it'd be great if that was somehow became part of our culture here. It doesn't seem like they even have time, but they're not sharing it. But who knows?